Hunting on YouTube. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Something took me to YouTube the other day, and because I'm in the hunting and fishing community, a group of, quote, videos that I should watch, unquote, appeared. One of them was entitled Only Impact Shots by a hunter photographer named Jacques Strauss. I clicked on it and I heard the following music. There was some text that said impact shots of animals taken with bow and arrows at Kawa's hunting safaris in Namibia. I saw some kind of African antelope drinking at a waterhole. I was mindful of stories from hunting friends in Wyoming who sit in blinds by a waterhole waiting for their antelope. Anyway, the dramatic music plays, you know what's gonna happen, and then out of nowhere, zing, an arrow strikes the front shoulder area. There is a line of text that says, notice, take a close look at the ability of these animals to string jump the arrow. It's amazing. Next shot is that of two wildebeests drinking in a watering hole. Again, zing. The wildebeest drops like a ton of bricks, literally. These types of shots and other hunting videos that you can see all throughout YouTube are graphic, but then, let's be honest, isn't hunting graphic? I don't know whether Mr. Strauss eats what he harvests, but my guess is that he does. Never tried wildebeest steaks, and don't think I'm about to. Of course, you have to endure some of the snide comments from the anti-hunting crowd, but oh well. Truth is, find an internet connection and you can go on any kind of hunting expedition you want.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.